What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. We'll start off with a little different thing today. We have Coach Lundy show us his practice facility in Milwaukee. He's in the film room right now. So, Bart, it's on you, man. Show us, let the people see what you got going up there in Milwaukee, brother.
Yeah, we got this is now 2.5 years old, $12 million practice facility. I'm going to see if I can show you a little bit. Here's the film room. Can you see that?
We sure can.
Yeah, film room. You know, this is where they fall asleep right in these chairs when I'm talking. And the little whiteboard rolls a little bit, you know. I don't know how they do that, but we do have those on rollers. We're going to walk out. Our women are practicing now. We share this with the women's team. I'll show you here a little Hall of Fame.
Okay.
See a Bruce Pearl Sweet 16 here. And I think that was 2004. So pretty proud of Coach Pearl, what he did. We'll got the little branding here with the Milwaukee.
Man, it's nice right there. That's bad right there, man. It's nice.
Yeah, we're going over to the player lounge, a little ping pong. They never beat me on the ping pong. You know, they come in here, do their schoolwork or grab something to eat, hang out, have little events. I won't take us in the locker room because I think we just finished. Might see more than we bargained for in there.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we'll go over here. This is a little staging area. This is where the Hawk scouts come when they come to watch practice. They can be up here up top, and they can watch down on practice. You can see. The women are getting after a little bit.
Oh yeah, they out there.
Yeah, we'll walk over and go to the perch, see what's happening out here. We got our banners up there.
Oh yeah,
they're working in here. Last thing, I'll walk us downstairs. So our weight room is attached to the court down here, as you can see out on the court. Not that I ever watch pickup. That wouldn't be compliant.
That wouldn't be legal.
That wouldn't be compliant. But if you wanted to maybe get on the bike and ride the bike or lift some weights while they play pickup, you might check the doorknobs in there and see a little pickup. You never know. So we're down here. See that? Now we come in and got a little Charlie. Strength coach, a little training room of our own. We have another huge facility, training facility upstairs. You can see the weight room here.
Oh yeah,
overlooking the court.
A lot of inspiration there, Bar. I like that, man. A lot of inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. We show you one last thing here. I'll walk out, and we've got the. Right outside on the wall, we've got the Athletics Hall of Fame.
Okay. Why? Wow. That's nice right there. The question you walk in the facility, you see who's been selling as a Milwaukee Panther already.
That's right. You walk in and you say that's where I want to end up, right on the wall. On the wall. So very fortunate to have this facility. You know, we play our games downtown at the old Mecca, now Panther Arena, where the Bucks have won championships down there, where Michael Jordan played his first playoff game in his career. So 12,700 seats downtown. So that's what we got going here in Milwaukee, JR.
And Bart, people don't realize a lot of NBA teams practice at your facility too when they come to town.
Yeah. And, you know, you know, one of the things that we do have a ton of NBA teams, but one of the things that I really love to see our guys do, and we had this at Queens as well. I know you had Grant on recently, but we want our facility to be where when the pros are in town for the summer. I love for our guys to play pickup. Some coaches don't. I think you get better playing. And they know at this point that this is where, you know, the best pickup runs are. So we got a list in the summer. One of my assistants keeps up with it. He's got an A list, a B list, a C list. Can't bring your cousin or your uncle or, your little brother to play. It's just got to be you. And we got the best runs in the state right here in this gym. So our guys get better all summer. So it's a great facility.
No doubt, and being in for the Horizon League, you are top notch for the Horizon League. You know, everything you need for your guys is right there in the same building to go all across campus. So talk about having everything right there in one building, but they ain't gonna go too far. It's just right there for you guys to work and do what you have to do and make that facility your home, away from your home.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we've got downstairs, we've got our academic center. And so take for instance, this morning we went 9 a.m. study hall. You know, some of them are in and out of class. They have to do their study hall later, but most of the team's 9 a.m. study hall. They went to the weight room at 10:15 and got a half-hour lift, came up to the film room. We watched about half an hour of film, and then we went straight on to the practice facility. And we've got fueling stations up here for food, and, you know, literally don't have to leave the building. So we're fortunate. Got a great situation here in Milwaukee.
No doubt, Barty. For you, man, how good is it to be able to schedule things with guys knowing the schedules? I know some teams to kind of figure it out around classes, in person, online. Talk about that balancing with us, the coaches having practices around guys' class schedules as well.
Yeah.
How that delicate balance you have to go with sometimes.
Well, you know, here at Milwaukee, it's a little bit easier because we have you know, we got 27,000 students, you know, 260 some individual majors, and so the class offerings are vast, as you can imagine. So we have priority scheduling. So our academic supervisor, that's a full time guy for us, he's able to kind of clear out some chunks of time. Now we always have, you know, one or two guys. Like we have a kid named Aaron Franklin, who's a mechanical engineer major. So, JR, he's always in class.
So, <Yes. laughs>
so we try to work around his as much as possible. But the other guys, he's able to, you know, to get that for this first semester at least. We're from 10:30 to about 1:30. We're able to clear that time out. And but they do have lots of online classes, some in person. Some guys don't have any in person, which is amazing. It's a seismic shift after COVID.
Man, Bar, when I was in school at Tennessee State, man, you're going to laugh. I had school Tuesday and Thursdays, brother. So I had Monday, Wednesday, Fridays to myself. I made sure I went out 2 days a week. I'll do Tuesday, Thursday classes. That's all I want to do.
Hey, JR, I know you, man. You don't need that much time to yourself. Like,
I don't know
what's going to happen. You need to keep you busy.
100%, man. You're right about that. You know me, man. You're right about that, man. Man, think about it, man. It's going to be just your fourth season, man. Talk about how fast it went for you. So I'm thinking about, dang, he's been there 4 years already. Four seasons. Like, man, time is flying by, Bart.
I know. Clock's ticking on when they get tired of me. I know that. Now, you know what they say, that the days go slow and the years go fast. And it has been kind of a blur I can't believe it's 4 years. We've been fortunate. We've won 20 games all 3 years, but yet to go to that NCAA tournament. So, you know, we need to make that next step and do everything possible to give ourselves a chance at that. But, man, it's been great. I love the city. The people have been so good here. The winter hasn't been as bad as advertised, although it's not Hotlanta, but it's not that bad.
Nah, you got that right, man. Milwaukee's cool because I know my friend's still there, Darvin Ham, my friend from the Hawks, man. Yeah. So he tells me all the time, man, JR, it ain't like Atlanta, but he thought he's bad. I thought he was. He tells me the same thing.
Yeah, I think you and I talked. You know, I had Darvin's son on my team, hardest worker I've ever seen. I'll tell a story now that I told you. So we lose our last game, and he was his first year. He's a walk on, and he had already been in JUCO, and he was a walk on here in Milwaukee, and he only played a little bit in the game that we lost. It was our final game in the CBI. Actually, we lost to Charlotte, and I come out of the locker room after the press conference, and there's D. Ham. He's out running sprints. Full sprints, no shirt and jeans, running 22s, and the season was over. Like, this isn't like, you know, we're gonna go play some other time.
No doubt.
But that's how hard a worker he was, and you know, he might have had a little screw loose, but he was a hard worker, one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, and he gets it directly from Darvin.
No doubt, man, and I hope Darvin gets an opportunity to be a head coach again. He's a great guy. I love his personality. Love his coffee, man. Love his coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Darvin's cool. He's good people.
And Bart, man, for you, man, like I was telling myself somebody on an earlier day about you, man, you've had 14 conference wins, you know, hitting that max in your conference in the Horizon League, which is tough to do. Talk about that focus from your guys to get 14 wins in conference and against opponents who kind of know you very, very well and still have to execute on a high level, especially on that second day at Saturday if you play on Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, we live the way we live. I tell our guys, we're going to wake up in the morning. We're going to work as hard as we can work. We lay our head back down at night. We're going to wake up the next day and do it again, and then we're going to stack good days. And I try to instill in what we do that that we do the same thing every day, and we're everyday guys. And, you know, it doesn't always – they're college kids, so it doesn't always – work that way. But I think if you live like that, then those Thursday, Saturdays, it doesn't matter. You know, games at 8 p.m. doesn't matter. Games at 10 a.m. doesn't matter. You know, we're going to wake up and we're going to do the best we can do. And I think we've been fortunate to have, first of all, really good players, but players who kind of lived in the grind and been really fortunate with our time here. The way we approach JR, the season, the conference season, I tell them that you got to win 15 games usually to win the league. So it's a 20 game league schedule. And so if you win all 10 of your home games, you go undefeated at home and you split 50-50 on the road, you're going to win 15. You're probably going to win the league. Every home game that you drop, you got to pick that up on the road. So you lose one at home and go 9-1. You're going to need to go 6-4 on the road. So we track that. It gives them a way to focus on things. And, you know, that 14 wins is good, but it takes 15 to win the league.
100%, man. And you know what, Bart, look at your roster, man. You got three freshmen on your roster. You know, today's climate, still getting young guys in your program is important, who you can grow and develop and have them really see your vision. Talk about how important it is to still find them down in the rough freshmen who you can just get in there and build up their bodies, get their habits the right way, begin to become everyday guys and contribute to you in year two and three and four, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, that's the hardest thing is trying to figure out in this day and age how to build a program and not just successive teams. And I think that some coaches in college have given up on those freshmen, but they add. They come in and they learn, and they only know your way. You know, there's not a lot of you take a guy out of the portal, and I love portal guys too, or you take a guy out of JUCO, and I love JUCO guys too. But they've been in college, you know. They've learned a way to do things. They've learned a language at another program. These freshmen come in and, you know, we talk about the words that we use, and they only know the words we use. You know, they call If we hedge a ball screen, we call it a certain color, and they only know it as that, you know, whereas some other guys, you know, coming from a different program, he's calling it something else, and he's got to relearn all that stuff. So I have made my career kind of on really good freshmen, and we'll see if, you know, if they get really good and they stick around or they don't, you know, at this point, you know, I want to do the things that I think are right to build a program.
No doubt. You're doing a hell of a job with it, Bart. Also, you have veterans, brother, that you can really trust. Like, think about how important it is to have guys who've played in these tough games before, who know how it is, who can handle that adversity, getting a bad call or some foul trouble or getting past, moving past a turnover that you have, not letting it stick with you in the next play, being a next play guy as well. So, by having veterans who've been through those wars and understand those habits of where a setback does not bring them down, where you can still focus and do execute the right way and stick to the game plan that this is what the scouts is.
Yeah. Well, the way I look at our team, and I'll talk about specifically about those freshmen that we were talking about. So we got one, Josh Dixon, who was in Atlanta last year, and he's doing great. He's so fast. He's actually a Charlotte kid, but moved to Atlanta for his last couple years. And then and we got a kid named Stevie Elam, who's a Michigan kid. And Sekou Kona, who was at DePaul last year as a redshirt, but now is a freshman for us. And I think all three of those guys are going to step in and play. And then we've got a group of guys that are coming back that have corporate knowledge, and there's five of them, and they are really giving us great leadership. But then you're talking about those guys we got out of the portal who've played in a lot of battles. We got a kid, another Atlanta kid, Seth Hubbard, who has scored 1,000 points in the MAC, comes over, and he's doing fantastic. Amar Aguilar was at Fresno State last year, but before that he was the National JUCO Player of the Year. Both of those guys are just buckets. And you know what happens when you have guys that are buckets, JR? You become a way better coach.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So we're excited about those guys. We got a good mix of returners, guys that are coming in that are new, either portal or junior college. We got a fantastic junior college point guard from Daytona Beach, from Orlando, Isaiah Dorcia, who just, you know, knows how to run a team, knows how to talk to the guys, a rare kind of throwback guy. Really, you know, we guard 94 feet. He can get after it. And then you get those wings that we added that can score, and the returners that are doing their job as leaders. And I like our mix.
And I want to also bring up to you, Bart, like to the listeners out here, you have some great size and switchable size where they can guard 1-4, 1-5, but they have to. Talk about having versatility defensively so you can kind of some of your coverages defensively, whether you want to ice some, head some, you know, blitz it, whatever you want to do, you can do it with the guys you have that are very switchable and with their size.
Yeah, you know, we play really fast. We play really fast. In fact, we were the number one fast break team in Division I last year. And then we pick up 94 feet. So even our bigs, we've got one really big guy that I wondered if he could make it through our preseason, but he did great. But everybody else, you look through the roster and they literally can guard anybody. You know, we zigzag the ball. Most of our bigs could pick up the ball and zigzag a guard if they needed to. And so, you know, being able to run the floor, being able to have that versatility on defense and offense, you know, where they can play on the perimeter, they can play in the post. We've got guards that can do the same. Really makes you hard to guard. And, you know, everybody's trying to get mismatches and pick on, you know, getting two on the ball. The more you can stay out of those situations. You watch a lot of NBA. That's all they do.
Yes.
And, you know, get two on the ball and then move it or get that mismatch and pick on it. You know, we will be hard, difficult to find that mismatch because of our size and our athleticism.
And Bart, let's know about how you'd be in elite Olympic shape to play for you. 94 feet, playing fast, about the shape a young man must be in to play for Bart Lundy and the Milwaukee Panthers.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I learned a long time ago, I had two really important things that I have to do. Number one, get them in elite shape. And number two, get the bus there on time. And after that, it's a player's game. But no, our entire September is pretty brutal. You know, we finish it up with a boot camp that's progressively earlier in the morning and progressively more difficult. And in fact, my athletic director, the last boot camp starts at 5:02 in the morning. And my athletic director, for 4 years in a row, I got to give it to her. She showed up at 5:02 to watch that final boot camp because it is a sight to behold. So they go in the month of September from, you know, being in okay shape and maybe having their bottles tipped over a little bit, to where that last boot camp, what they can do physically is pretty amazing. And I think that's part of their growth, is not only getting in elite shape, but being able to be mentally tough enough to get into elite shape. Because everybody says, oh, I'm going to get into shape till your body starts to hurt, you know, and it's you have no choice but to get in an ice bath, because you got to do it again the next day. And it's not for the faint of heart. And but it makes, you know, I kind of got some of this from Buzz when I was at Marquette. And I still to this day believe Jimmy Butler wouldn't be Jimmy Butler without that preseason program.
No doubt. JB, a heck of a guy, man. I love, can't wait to see him when Golden State comes play face the Hawks, man. Me go out there to play. And so far, I got two more for you, man. Non-conference schedule, man. You got some tough ones on the schedule, but it's good to challenge your team preseason. You got Indiana, Texas Tech, Wichita State, Wisconsin, opening up with Hampton on the third. So talk about just making sure your guys are challenged early so that you can have that callus already built. So we had them tough games coming to the Rising League tournament. Hopefully this time you can punch through and throw that big dance.
Yeah, you know, we'll see how we withstand it. This is by far the hardest non-conference schedule we've had. You know, I look at that week where we go Indiana, and then 2 days later we're at Texas Tech, and I go, well, who made that schedule? I'm not sure who did that. you know, we've had trouble getting Marquette and Wisconsin to get on the schedule with us. And so Wisconsin finally said yes, but they had one specific date, which was December 30th. So we literally play Purdue Fort Wayne at home on the 29th, go to Wisconsin on the 30th, and then on New Year's Day we play at Wright State 2 days later. So we've got some brutal stretches, but you're right. You know, at the end of the day, for us it's a three games in March, a one bid league, and whatever you can do to prepare your team for those 3 days is what you got to do.
No doubt. Last one I got for you, boys. I want to tell you, happy birthday to you early. I know it's coming up here real soon.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you
early. I'm going to be 26 again.
Yes. So, happy birthday to you. Hopefully, you have a win against Hampton. Celebrate your birthday before you play Wofford. Hopefully, that'll happen for you, man. And give you a good birthday win. You can have a good cake that day and, you know, enjoy yourself that day.
Yeah, I will. Maybe if we beat Hampton, come up and visit us at Wofford. We'll be just up the road from you. So, come see the game. You're probably on the sideline that night, but.
Hopefully, maybe if we're not playing that, I'm looking at my schedule now. So let's see. Wofford, that's right up the road, 85. Let me see. November the 8th. Let's see. Come on, schedule. We are okay. We have a home against the Lakers, man, at night.
Oh, it's just the Lakers. It's just the Lakers. Just LeBron. You don't want to go to Wofford? Come on. Priorities, JR.
Hey, if I was doing, you know, you gotta get your life straight. Yeah, the Lakers that night, man, it's LeBron. Could be Lantown with Atlanta. We never know.
Hey, you know what? I might let somebody else coach the team that night. I'm coming down to hang out with LeBron.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Bart, man, put you at your little ass to be your friends, your brother, man. I look forward to seeing you do great things this year. Hopefully, when Milwaukee, we can catch up when we come play like the Bucks up there, man. So I can come see your facility live and in color, man.
Yeah, I look forward to it, and appreciate everything you do, man. And you're a superstar, and whatever we can do here, you know, I got your back.
Hey, Sam here, but always, boys, it's a pleasure, my brother.
Yeah, take care, man. See ya.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.